many people were of the opinion that someone like Joe Bonamassa, who is a huge collector, you know, of collectible, you know, guitars from, you know, former stars like Rory Gallagher, you know, that basically he's making the call now to say that it should be kept in Ireland. I think it's a very strong intervention by Joe Bonamassa that he's made this week while being in Cork. So I do absolutely believe that, that it drives home the point that when you have an international collector, guitarist, and someone that who's respected like Joe Bonamassa, stating this publicly in front of the national media and local media in Cork this week, I think it's very timely, and I think it will help the situation to impress upon those both in government and those within the national Irish music industry and those within cultural institutions of the importance that the guitar, the 1961 Fender Stratocaster, should be kept within the country.
You are still adamant, though, I presume, that the state ultimately should step in and buy the guitar, Barry.
Absolutely. And, you know, over the next 7 days, I'm hoping myself, you know, to make representations to those within the department and those at a senior government level that this guitar must be kept within Ireland and that the state should secure the guitar simply because, you know, they have the ability, firstly, to buy it, but secondly and most importantly, they have the ability for it to be displayed nationally within public museums within Ireland. I have heard that, you know, people within government and, you know, people within the minister's department have been saying that, you know, that they need to be approached by cultural institutions, you know, to with a plan for the guitar would be where it would go and how it would be ultimately looked after. And I think that's easy. I think there's any amount of places within Ireland where the guitar can be displayed. Dublin, Cork, can tour to places like Ballyshannon for the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival. But, you know, it's been stated over and over again that, you know, this is a symbol of Irish music. And, you know, it's probably one of the few symbols that remains.